Okay, so things are changing very, very fast. I chatted, about a month ago to Chris Muddleland, the now new SABC COO, Chief Operating Officer. And the good news now, we have a new head of news and current affairs, the proper title, SABC's new group executive for news and current affairs, and that's Patiswa Makopedi. So good chatting to you. Welcome. Welcome to where you've been before, of course, right?
Good morning, Ashraf, and good morning to SAFM listeners.
Thank you. But yes. So why are you here? I mean, you've been at ENCA and pretty successful at that. Do I take it that Chris Muddleland made the call and you said yes or what?
Actually, I think it's the public interest that made the call. I've been here before. In fact, I started here. I was teaching at UCT at the time, and there was a need for checking translations and looking at the language in Xhosa at the time on Cape at Six. So that was my first experience and interface with the media.
Yeah. All right.
So I started here, and I came back and then left.
Yes, of course. Right. Okay.
So I've always been attracted to public broadcasting.
Okay. So why are you here now? Like, what? Obviously, the stars must be aligned. Lots of people make demands like, join us, but sometimes it never works. Right? Why are you here now?
For me, the reason that I'm here, it stems from what happened in the recent past with issues around editorial independence at SABC.
As per hashtag SABC8.
Exactly that. And other players who were also supporting that call. And sitting on the other side, I was thinking, I think there's something to be done there. And it was a necessary call to be made. And I actually said when I was talking to Krivan this week that if it wasn't for those people and those voices that actually stood up, I wouldn't be sitting here and doing what I'm doing now. So for me, the attraction is in the fact that this entity belongs to the South African public, and this is the only reason I'm here.
Okay, it's interesting you say that. So you've almost half answered the next point, which is, of all the things we're talking news and current affairs specifically, as opposed to music and a whole lot of other things the SABC does, right? SABC has been under attack in the last few years because of what has been seemed to be either poor news and current affairs coverage. It's been accused of being selective. It's been accused of downplaying criticism of the now out, well, former president, President Zuma. It's been accused of taking sides. And that's been best amplified by the role of the SABC 8. So do I take it then, in fact, you've been completely supportive of the stance they took then?
Yes. One, it's the fact that this is a very crucial and precious resource that belongs to the South African public, and it has to deliver on the mandate as enshrined in the Broadcasting Act and other related policy framework. So being here is about strengthening that mandate and making sure that it's delivered to the T. And one of the things that we're going to have to look into is making sure that we don't vacillate in our editorial position, because millions of South Africans depend on this entity delivering what it's required to deliver. Yes, we may talk about the fact that digital disruption means that people have access to news in different ways. Disintermediation means that we no longer, which is what people say, that traditional media is no longer relevant. Actually, if you look at the profile of South Africans, we are very relevant. So we need to deliver on that mandate. And that means our editorial standpoint has to be clear. We need to remain impartial because we have an array of interests that stem from what the public requires from us. We need to serve those people diligently.
So it's a good time to ask you then, what do you make, not so much of the State of the Nation address, but what do you make of the state of SABC's news and current affairs? I mean, you're basically one day into it, so you haven't really, you could not have done anything, right? Yes. But from the outside, what do you make of the state of SABC News and Current Affairs?
Actually, it's not offering as bad as people make it. You can tell here that they are great professionals who are committed to their work. They are great storytellers here who are committed to what they do. And all we need to do is to fix the environment, because it's the physical spaces and the psychological spaces that have impacted how people do their work. So that's exactly what I'm going to be working on. I may not have been part of what happened in the past, but it's my responsibility now to fix that and deal with it decisively.
How do we fix it? Chris Marolang had a meeting with many of the people last a week back. I was certainly then asked him the question, you know, that this place has been used as a political football. That's why News and Current Affairs has suffered in the last few years. How do we ensure that it will never happen again? Of course, he was very clear. It should not happen again. It's completely contrary to the SABC policy. But practically, how do we ensure that it doesn't happen again?
There's this assumption, it's almost pervasive, that it's an external influence that jeopardizes our independence, our electoral independence. It's not necessarily that. Yes, it's part of it. You can talk about commercial influence, you can talk about political interference, you can talk about all sorts of influences that stem from outside sources. But actually, in the way we're going to deal with it internally, each journalist within the station will have to do introspection in the way you decide on what to broadcast and what to include in your stories. So that requires us to interrogate our own prejudices, our own allegiances, and our own stereotypical views. So basically, everyone has to come to the party, that it's not only people from outside who are going to influence us. And in fact, my principals are going to deal with that part. I'm going to deal with the newsroom issues, and I'm going to deal with how journalists...
Well, you touched an important point. I'll take one or two calls in a minute. 0891-104-207. What the SABC then has been accused of, which is self-censorship. So not even from the outside. So there's pressure from somewhere, and therefore people just don't do stories because it's just too many people to answer. And I'm not talking the last 6 months. We're talking before that, right? Is that what you're talking about, to say don't allow yourself to self-censor?
Exactly, which is why for me it's important to state up front what I think our editorial position is. We are independent, we are impartial, and this is how we're going to practice our news gathering, our dissemination, and our processing of news. So if it's clear from my point of view, and I'm articulating it to the extent that everybody understands why we are here, that we are here to serve public interest, so there's no ambiguity about what we need to do.
How do you fight back against, however, business and political interests that may still... they understand this is a very important space ahead of an election that's coming up in just over a year's time.
We're going to make them understand. And part of that for me is the fact that we're going to engage with them and we're going to be clear in our position. And if there are any issues, it's easy. We refer those upwards. They are going to have to deal with them there. But anything that has to do with news gathering, I'm going to have to deal with.
Okay, let me be the first then to say well done, because I mean, that's what we want to hear. Absolutely. Quick call, Mike from the Newlands. Go ahead, hi.
Yes, I would like to join that round of applause. A very, very warm welcome to you. You speak my language, and it sounds absolutely refreshing to hear you on the radio. I really wish you the best of luck. The credibility of the SABC, a radio station I really enjoy, unfortunately has been badly battered, especially with the SABC 8, the loss of Voyo to the other news networks and so on. Can I make a suggestion? One of the things that came about under the reign of Claudia Mutsuneng when the ANC was controlling the SABC back in those days, we lost the editor's show, which was a very popular show, high listenership. We lost the editor. The news headlines are no longer read on Elvis's show. I don't know why. They are read out, though, on the morning show. And we also don't have an open line any longer, which one of the lies given to us, it would be stopped during the election. I don't know why they lied to us. And then they said they were going to reinstate it after the election, but, of course, Claudia Mutsuneng never did. So I think if we can bring those three back, it will immediately show people that you are there, you mean business. And if the listenership was to drop off again, fine, let's take them down. But if we can reinstate the SABC where it was, I think we'd be off to a very, very good spot.
Got that. Thank you for that. In fact, some of the open lines have been brought back on the morning show on SAFM, but it's not just SAFM, of course. We're talking about the entire SABC. Just respond to that.
Thank you, Michael, for that. We are in the process. I know it's my... I've only...
It's like one day, basically. Yeah.
Exactly. But I had to act immediately, and because work was being done already when I walked in. So part of the plan is to review all platforms and look at how our content is reflected across the platforms. And it's also about reviewing what needs to be done and what stuff we're going to get rid of. But I can promise you that we are going to take viewer feedback, because that's our primary stakeholder. We are going to listen to the public, and we're going to try and see if we can work towards what we are meant to do.
Okay. So what then is your vision for the SABC?
that's under construction. And I'm going to say this for, I'm saying it for the second time. But what we're basically doing is, from an operations point of view, we're looking at an integrated newsroom. We're looking at having a single SABC News platform. What I'm trying to get to do is staying away from defining ourselves based on what platforms do, that it's radio, it's digital, or it's television. People don't come to us for that. They don't come to buy television sets from us. They come to us for our news content. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to make sure that our platforms are integrated and we're actually able to deliver a socially driven product that has conscience. Because if you look at what's happening in the country, in the way we cover news, we tend to be selective. We will talk to issues primarily that are brown rice and lentils and plain yogurt. So we're actually going to look at the periphery of society and make sure that our coverage of the country is inclusive of everyone.
And let's talk about this. When you say integration in terms of news, explain what that means.
Integration is that at times we tend to look at integration from an output point of view, that what is it that radio is doing, what is it that television is doing, and what is it that digital is doing with this story. In fact, we're going to look at the point of story ideation, where we start looking at ideas and angles for the stories. So our primary point of departure is going to be the story idea, and then we look at how radio, television, and digital platforms are going to deal with the story, how it's going to develop throughout the day. So we're not looking at the output part of the story. We're looking at integration.
So the days of, you know, somebody doing something for TV only and then saying that's not good enough for radio is like, it's just crazy. Who'll make that decision?
It's got to be from the newsroom.
Okay.
Assignment editors will have to consider that from the point of view of how it's going to be treated across platforms.
Yeah.
So the idea of having an editorial meeting for radio, an editorial meeting for TV, and an editorial meeting elsewhere that's going to deal with digital platforms, that's going to be reviewed. We need to have a central point where we deal with our content.
Okay, that makes sense to me in a convergence type of world, right? What are you going to pick up? I mean, I go back a few years. SABC were dithering at that stage about whether to have a 24-hour channel, and there was international news that didn't happen, then the multi-choice deal happened. While that happened, ENCA or E News formed that part of ENCA, and the rest is history, and you're part of that. A fabulous success story in terms of the market share that ENCA holds. Now, obviously, you were there a few days ago, you're not there any longer, so we talk about them in the past tense. But you're clearly going to have to bring what you've learned there. Yeah, what have they got right that we can emulate?
I'm not going to talk about what they've done right. I'm going to talk about what we're going to do, because external benchmarking is a good thing, but it will take you up to a certain point. We have a different mandate. We are not that platform. We're a different platform. We have a different mandate, and we have to deliver on our mandate and not their mandate. And part of the reason I'm saying we have to be wary about issues of external benchmarking is the fact that it's going to limit us. We have a big scope to cover. It's going to limit us if we mimic what they do, because we have resources. We have a large footprint in the country. So if we're going to do what they do, we're limiting our own ability to deliver what South Africans require. So we're going to play our own game. We're not going to play their game.
But to state the obvious, and I'll go back to the point you made earlier, that what the SABC has got, it's got the TV, it's got digital, it's got radio stations access like nobody else in the country, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So we're going to utilize our resources optimally, and we're going to make sure that we go for them.
Okay. I love it. We're going to wrap up now, but we're going to obviously have another chat down the line when you really get into the business. But I must say, the profile that you put up of yourself, it's not about you. It says, speak the truth. This is on Twitter. Speak the truth, even if your voice shakes. How does that speak to you in your own morality and the position you take in life?
For me, it's my personal mantra. I know sometimes I will say things that make people uncomfortable, but you get what I'm trying to communicate to you. I'm always considerate in the way I communicate things, but I will not compromise who I am and what I think because I'm trying to please you or make you comfortable. So it's important for me that I speak the truth. and I've been forced into those positions, but I am not going to compromise because I fear losing this or that.
Well, I think everybody listening will be absolutely pleased to hear that. I think it's time to say goodbye. Let's leave it at that for now. I have a sense we're going to have many more chats around news and current affairs and where you're going down the line.
All right.
There we are. So welcome to the SABC once again. Now as the SABC's new group executive for news and current affairs, Patiswa.